My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about why marketers should be angel investors. So first, we should define what angel investors actually mean.
So an angel investor is someone who puts a small amount of money into early stage companies. Early stage companies are usually ideas or people who just got their company off the ground and they need some capital to grow faster.
Yep. And so angel investing could be writing a $1,000 check or a $500 check, right? It doesn't have to be 25, 50, 100, 500 grand or so. These are all angel investments, right? And in my opinion, I think angel investing is interesting because I get a window into another world, right? I get a window into trends that I might be interested in. So as an example, I'm an investor in a company called 8Sleep, which is sleep tech that I use on my bed. It's great. It cools my bed. It also gives me sleep analytics as well. And they're adding a bunch of stuff to it. So I do think that's very much the future. And now when I read the investor updates, I kind of see what's going on, you know, what's trending. And also I have what's trending is great, but also I can see what they're doing from a marketing perspective too, how they're growing. And I can also see what they're missing, how I can potentially accelerate them as well. So it gets my mind going from a strategic standpoint, but also gives me ideas as well. And the other investors, when I'm looking at the investors list, it's a marquee list, right? You have like Naval Ravikant, you have all these other people. So potentially down the road, we could do something together, right? So there, maybe there's a partnership opportunity there too. So I'm just kind of scraping a surface here, but I wanted to hear what Neil has to say too.
No, look, with angel investing, there's just so much potential because I got into investor years and years ago. And as a marketer, why I love it is if you believe in a product, you believe in a service, and as a marketer, you believe you can end up growing it. Well, if you give them feedback, you don't have to do the work, but if you give them feedback and teach them how to grow it, A, you can end up making more money from your cash because they're growing faster, which hopefully improves your returns. And then B, when you invest in a lot of companies, you can see what they're doing to grow from a marketing and a growth standpoint, and you'll learn new tactics, and then you can end up implementing to your business. A great example of this is I invested in a company called Remitly years and years ago, one of the biggest ways they grew was TV advertising. It really brought my attention towards it. And starting on June 12th, or technically this podcast is a little bit past that because we pre-record, but by now I'm going to be having quite a bit of TV ads going up each and every single week on the financial stock channels.
You know, what's interesting too, one thing I learned is a couple of these investments I've done recently, and these, just to let you know, I mean, these check sizes are anywhere from 10 to 25, 50 grand in general. That's kind of the range I stay in, sometimes maybe 100. But I've learned that a lot of these startups, they're growing a lot through Twitter, which is fascinating to me, right? I'm just like, wow. And that's actually how I heard of these startups as well. So to me, I mean, we've kind of talked about this maybe the last 2-3 months or so. I do think Twitter is a very untapped channel. And I'm actually testing something right now where I might be doing some pay for performance tweets, right? Someone that's really good at Twitter is just going to take over mine. And we'll see how that goes, right? There's a lot of opportunity because when you get connected for these deals, other people want in on these deals too. So what you can do is you can go on AngelList and you can start a syndicate. And so if Neil wants in on some of the deals that I'm getting access to, maybe I'll take some carry on top of it, right? Meaning I'll take some of the profits. And Neil will be happy to do that because I'm giving him deal flow, right? That otherwise he wouldn't have access to. So you get, there's other partnership opportunities there. So I think as a marketer in general, again, you don't need to write big checks because I think there's something called, it's not Founders Fund, it's Funders Club or something like that. And I put, this is a long time ago, I put like $3,000 into a company called ShipBob. And now that's worth like 41K or maybe 80K or something like that. So I'm like, oh, this is when I didn't know anything. This is like close to 10 years ago, something like that, right? So you can get your feet wet. Go ahead.
Only if you put in like $1 million.
Oh, I wish. If only I did. All right. Marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. Learn about our virtual and our live event. We'd love to hang out with you in person or virtually. And we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.